premier Christian radio.
Coming up in a few minutes' time, we'll be talking to Catherine McKenzie, author of How Prayer Impacts Lives. And you may well have noticed that over the past week with Dr. Michael Youssef and in our response phoning Your Call, which runs Tuesday to Friday from 9:30 to 10, we've been focusing on the story of Jonah. We've looked at how, when riding out the storms of life, we can find our calling and hear God, even amidst the pain and suffering. We're encouraged to pray to hear God's voice. But of course, not everyone hears him in the same way. How do you hear from God? I'd like to hear from you on that, please. You can always get in touch. Well, Catherine McKenzie is the author and compiler of a book called How Prayer Impacts Lives. And she joins me on the line from Russia. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
And you just arrived home after travelling, is that right?
Well, yes, I've been doing quite a bit of travelling this the last month or so, but now quite glad to be back at home in Scotland.
Well, tell us about this this book. I've been flipping through it, and lovely testimonies from people about the way they pray and answers to prayer.
Yes, it is amazing, actually, isn't it? There's 41 Christians and their conversations with God, and it's in editing the book, I was just quite humbled by many of the testimonies there. You mentioned Jonah and praying through the storms, and there's a couple of beautiful testimonies there, one in particular from Anandi and Jennifer Gill, who had a very sick child who passed away a couple of Christmases ago. And it's just their testimony about how God has strengthened them through their trials and how prayer has played quite a significant part in that.
And then
there's lots of other testimonies of people with day-to-day troubles as well, and how praying to God has helped them in their little hassles as well.
And it's the kind of book that you, as you read through it, you're bound to find something that you can relate to and think, you know, that's exactly my situation. Maybe God can answer my prayer in the same sort of way. Is that what prompted you to write this?
Yes, well, one of the things that prompted me to write it was just that, or to get everybody involved, was my experience of different Christians and their wisdom and their experiences in life. And just to show how it's, well, sometimes we can fall into this thought that, well, you have to be a theologian to bring any wisdom to a situation, but that's not the case. One of the most revealing chapters in this book is just by a housewife and how this woman has had what I thought was a brilliant insight into the different people who've prayed for her during her life.
Oh, yeah.
About her parents who prayed for her, her grandparents, but also how it's Christ that was praying for her as well. And we've got the example of Christ praying for the church in the New Testament. And I just thought, well, that's amazing. That's a really powerful thought.
Yeah.
So all these different people here with different backgrounds.
Yeah.
They're bringing their own experience and their own God-given wisdom.
And in terms of Christ praying for us, that's a reminder of the advocacy, the position of an advocate that Jesus plays in heaven in bringing our prayers to the Father. It's an incredible thought, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. How did you get everyone to write in? Did you advertise widely and say, I want to write a book about prayer? Tell me about your prayers. How did you get people to write to you?
Well, Facebook played a significant role. Friends and contacts through that. Also a few authors from the Christian Focus publications, we sort of contacted them. And so just relying on quite a lot of our social media network.
That was the main way. Many examples in the book are people who hear from God either audibly or through scripture. Have you ever heard from God through dreams, something we've looked at a lot on the program recently, or visions or an audible voice?
Well, personally, myself, I haven't, but I find that God's most audible voice is his own word. And having been brought up in a Christian family and almost, I would say, saturated in God's word from day one, I would say that I find myself in different situations where I don't actually have a physical Bible in front of me, but God's word will come in almost an audible voice.
Right.
Where I've learned a verse of scripture either at the kitchen table with my parents or at a youth camp. And that's how his voice will come to me. It will be like a reminder of what it is that I've read in the past.
Yeah, yeah. It's lovely that God meets us where we're at, doesn't he? According to our upbringing and understanding, according to our personality. And he speaks to us in those ways. He adapts to each one of us, if you like, which is very gracious of him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our producer on the show here, Lisa's produced a documentary about how God speaks to us and found in the process of her research that God speaks to us in over 40 different ways that she's actually mentioned that various people have spoken to her. Does that surprise you?
Well, no, it doesn't really surprise me. I think, you know, God can use, he's not limited in any way to how he speaks to us, but he will always speak to us through his words in some way or other. We won't be having a dream or an experience like that that is contradictory to God's words.
So right.
I think we have to measure these things and examine them like the Bereans did through scripture, because sometimes even our own consciences, perhaps even our own dreams and our imaginations can be faulty. So, but, you know, he does use in a variety of different ways, especially in different cultures. You know, we find that many of people who are converted from Islam today will be converted
through dreams and visions, yeah.
But all of these dreams, where I've heard about it, they always have some element of the word of God connected to them. You know, God uses a variety of means, and I'm thankful for that.
Incidentally, I will just mention, since this has come up, that that documentary from Lisa Manning will be airing today at 5 o'clock on this station, on Premier Christian Radio, Praying and Hearing God's Voice, How to Hear, Interpret and Understand God's Will in Your Life. That's coming up at 5 o'clock on the programme today. Catherine, each one of us can be made to feel guilty as soon as somebody begins to talk about prayer, because we all recognise we don't pray enough most of the time, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can we do about that? I mean, do we just simply have to be more disciplined?
Well, I think there is an element of discipline to the Christian life, to prayer in particular. But I think as well we can become too caught up in that. We have to realise it's we're in a relationship with our faithful and our loving Heavenly Father, and that it's a conversation and a relationship with Him. And He's merciful and He's loving, and you know, that shouldn't put us off. The thought of the whole discipline thing of prayer, you know, we are coming to somebody who loves us, and if he really wants to communicate with us, you know, we can think and get into a lot of trouble with thinking about prayer having to be long and having to be a certain formula. You know, sometimes if we've been listening to experienced Christians in prayer, you know, it's beautiful to hear somebody who's been in a long relationship with the Lord in prayer. And we just have to realise that we can't be like that immediately. We have to learn prayer.
And how much is the individual righteousness of the person significant when it comes to prayers being answered?
Well, we're all sinners. I believe that the Lord answers the prayers of all His His children. It's within His will.
But the King James,
prayers. So our righteousness is, as it says in Scripture, like filthy rags. So aren't. We can't sort of claim something to God and say, "Oh, is my righteousness is so you must answer my prayer.
Well, I mean, I agree. Our righteousness is in Christ, of course. But the King James says the prayers of a righteous man avail much. Yeah. I learnt the King James a long time ago, and I can't get it out of my head. But which seems to suggest that those who are right before God, who have confessed their sins and who are clean, standing clean before God, will have their prayers answered more than others. Would you agree?
Not sure about that myself, really, mm-hmm. but I can only totally rely on the fact that God is righteous and that he is faithful.
Yeah.
And that often, as many of the testimonies in this book that we were talking about relate to, that a Christian's prayer, a righteous Christian's prayers, are not always answered the way that they would like them to be.
Well, that's very true, yeah.
And so we there is that thing that you were told in Sunday school about, the answer to prayer. It can be yes, it can be no, and it can be wait.
Hmm.
And certainly with the likes of Andy and Jennifer Gill, the answer to them was no.
Yeah.
Now they've set up a charity, Love Oliver, in memory of their young son who died, but...
So despite the terrible tragedy they suffered, some good God was able to bring out of that.
Yeah, that's it. And, God does answer our prayers, but doesn't always answer them in the way we would expect.
Yeah.
And his thoughts are greater than our thoughts, as it says in Scripture. So we have to be open to the fact that, our Heavenly Father knows far better than... We do.
Mm. Well, Catherine, congratulations on putting together an excellent book. It's called How Prayer Impacts Lives, 41 Christians and Their Conversations with God. It's edited by Catherine McKenzie. It's published by Christian Focus Publications. If people's interest has been aroused, Catherine, how do they go about getting a copy?
Well, they go to our website, www.christianfocus.com.
Christianfocus.com, okay.
Or any good Christian bookstore.
All right, well, bless you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, and congratulations on the book. I think it's going to be an inspiration for an awful lot of people.